Hey, and welcome to It Doesn't Work That Way with me, Kalisha Zachary.
And with me, Kashelle Zachary.
Kashelle's been such a hectic day.
It's been that type of day.
For me.
I see. You've been doing your thing, and I missed you. We had a couple of guests in the studio today, and
I'm woosah.
Yeah, woosah. And so it's all good. I'm glad to see you back in your seat. And special shout out to JM Knighton for assisting me with that recording. It was cool.
Podcast family. I have a topic that is going to be a two-parter.
Okay.
I'm very passionate about this. And earlier in the season, mm-hmm. we talked about Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni, and there was a lot that we didn't know.
Okay.
And we're not a podcast that reports on this every single week or every single day. That's just not what we do. Mm-hmm. But there are some underlining warning, cautionary tales that have been plaguing me while I drove down 114.
Okay. Not 114.
To the studio today. Okay. Yeah, because I was coming from Las Colinas and I was like, you know, 114. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and I was just like, you know what? We have to get into it. Okay. So my question to you, Kashelle.
I'm listening.
Are all successful people kind and caring, either professionally or personally?
Oh, such a good question. Nah, it doesn't work that way. Just because you're successful, you know, doesn't mean that you're kind. Just because you're successful doesn't mean that you got integrity. Just because you're successful doesn't mean that you operate with, you know,
compassion.
Amen. So
empathy.
Amen. And so I think we have to be careful when we talk about success, and we need to be very specific.
Agreed.
Because everyone did not, you know, everyone is not reaching their destination by doing things the right way.
So let me tell you why. Earlier in the season, we talked about the alleged sexual assault that Sister Lively had against Brother Baldoni.
Okay.
And I had no idea about it. And we also briefly touched on public relations and is it fair and all this other kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the court of public opinion is going to say whatever they want to say about that. And then there's also a true legal case that's happening today.
Right.
Right. So they're in this process of doing all of that. You can follow that long, see how it all work out. Boom. What I want to talk about is the fact that the veil of Mr. and Mrs. Nice Guy and Nice Girl is being uncovered, and they're successful. Mm-hmm. And people equate, oh, you're successful with, you're also kind and sweet. And when I was going through, now I did not read this full complaint.
Okay.
But from the internet journalism, because some folks have went real deep into it. Like they read the entire complaint.
Okay.
They've been doing research. By the way, make sure you write your emails where anybody can see them. Amen.
And
your text. Amen. But they've been doing some sleuthing of like the full context.
What sleuthing?
Let's get the Google dictionary of it. Because I use it a lot.
Do like you? Detective work.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's Thank you for that, Spider.
Like they do like a little, the sleuthing.
Okay.
You know, like they got to find it out, but not like inspect the gadget sleuthing.
Okay.
But sleuthing. So okay. they're looking for the context. They're looking for the note.
Mm-hmm.
And what it comes to find out is this is what really sparked me on this two-part episode.
Okay.
Because me and Kashelle, as business owners, as entrepreneurs, as people, kindness is one of our ethos.
It is.
And it came to me that when I was reading this, I was like, oh, they're getting sued and drugged through the mud because they were kind.
Ooh.
He literally is... His movie was stolen from him
because of his kindness.
Allegedly. Because of his kindness and his faith in his Baha'i faith, which I believe Baha'i faith believes in like every God there is. And you do you, right?
Okay.
And they're very kind and giving and very emotional. And they have all of these feelings. And because I'm going to tell you the one that broke me right here.
Okay, I'm listening.
Because we would have did something like this.
All right.
So... The the co-founder of, or the CEO of the production company Wayfarer, kindly supported one of the lead actresses in the show who had rented an apartment in New York for $15,000 a month. She had to pay a deposit of $15,000. Well, in New York, that may not be a lot, but okay. So anyway, she didn't like the apartment.
Okay.
And Jamie Heath allegedly...
Who's Jamie Heath?
He is the CEO of Wayfarer, the studio that produced the movie.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm following.
So him being kind, he gave her... She said, hey, I don't like this apartment. He said, hey, I understand you're a mother. You have this child with you. We want you to be comfortable. Here, the company, the studio, or not the studio, his production company will reimburse you $15,000.
Wow, that's generous.
Is that a kind offer?
Very.
In the midst of him producing, you know how it is producing.
Yes.
You're doing stuff. You don't have time to sit here and change your Band-Aid.
It's right. Like,
you know, figure it out. You're a grown woman. Figure it out.
Okay.
So now she's saying that the email he sent her to tell her that was inappropriate because he mentioned motherhood.
So in essence, what I'm hearing, these are bullies.
My point is, but the world would see them. They're successful. They're on the red carpet. Mm-hmm. They're smiling. Mm-hmm. And the world would be like, you know what? Ryan Reynolds he's a nice guy.
Mm.
Sister Lively, she's a nice girl.
Mm-hmm.
And no one would have ever known that they took Brother Baldoni's and Brother Heath's kindness for weakness.
So I just looked. Can I share this?
Mm-hmm.
People often mistake kindness for weakness because they associate being assertive and strong with a more aggressive demeanor, believing that showing kindness means being submissive or easily manipulated, which can be misinterpreted as a lack of strength. And this one blows my mind. Because it takes extreme strength.
You better say it.
It takes so much strength.
To be kind.
To show kindness in the face of offense, or to show kindness in the midst of anger coming your way, or to show kindness in the midst of being manipulated, or to all the things they say are supposed to show strength. It's the true weakness.
But see, that's the reason why I wanted to talk about it, is because we live our life by being kind.
We do.
And it's little things I've noticed. Now, granted, no one has come on my set and tried to take over.
Correct. Okay. Well, they tried.
I mean, you're right. Michelle, you are right.
You can't say that. And here's what's mind-boggling
to me. Good point. Mm-hmm.
Why is kindness, why is me fully seeing you, recognizing you, being careful with you, taking the time to, you know, connect with you, why would that ever be looked at as a sign of weakness?
He literally, it's looked at as a sign of weakness from people who want to be predators. So if you go on this journey with me today, Cashel, there are people who are sizing you up to say, is she real kind or is this fake kind?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then when they find out it's real, it starts off slow.
Mm.
Right? It's like, oh, you know, my apartment sucks. And, you know, you bring on the water tears. I won't call them what most people call them, you know. You bring on the tears and you're like, my apartment is whatever. And you're kind and let me go back. I got to go back. Because not only was he being kind, he was also trying to get the job done.
So he was considering her need.
Correct.
He was providing a solution for it.
Correct.
And she found a way to call that sexual harassment?
Well, she found a way to call it sexual harassment. Now, Sister Lively needs someone to back up her claim after she decided to usurp Brother Baldoni's movie because he was too kind.
I can't say it's because he was too kind.
I can. I've done the research. Nobody does it better than the Watts Podcast Network.
Just that simple.
Just that simple.
So this is what I want to make sure that
kindness, she took his kindness. And this is just my passion for this subject is because I lead with a lot of kindness.
Yeah.
If someone's on my set and they're like, I need some water, I'll go get them some water.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, we had a intensive rehearsal for our upcoming drama series. Shout out to Percy Masterson.
Mm-hmm.
And we were rehearsing for 3 days. And the hotel was busy, and I wanted to make sure before we left that that the room was turned so we would be in a clean environment before the cast came back in the next day.
Okay.
I'm paying for the room has been paid for. Productions covered the room. My kindness said, you know what? I can see that because we were by Air Force something mm-hmm, like the, mm-hmm. It was a lot of military people checking in.
Yes.
And I was like, I'm not even going to bother her.
He's gonna
I went
kind.
To someone else and said, hey, can you give me the vacuum cleaner? I'm going to vacuum clean. And people take that as she's a sucker because I'm not over here demanding that, you know, why ain't somebody cleaning this up?
So there's a misinterpretation of nice behavior.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading where some people confuse being kind with being overly accommodating or avoiding conflict at all costs, which can appear weak in certain situations.
I want you to back that up. Read that one more time.
Misinterpretation of nice behavior. Mm-hmm. Some people confuse being kind
mm-hmm.
with being overly accommodating
mm-hmm.
or avoiding conflict at all costs, which can appear weak in certain situations. So because he was trying to accommodate her at all, it sounds like at all costs, like, okay, you're not pleased with this place. You're not pleased with the deposit. The production house is going to give you back your deposit. And we're going to make sure that your needs are prioritized because of a motherhood statement, whatever he chose to interject about.
You remember when Michael said, you press so hard to give a lot. To be what he is not. Love's not harsh, love's not bad. And what's he doing for love is so sad. He wants to be some man. He wants to be some. All the time getting in. Things he can't get out. Something's deep inside of him. Eating up the pride of him. That makes some of things for the girls. That's what you get for being polite.
That's what you get for being polite.
Brother Heath, Jamie Heath, if you want to come on this podcast after the trial is settled and everything, you're more than welcome because that type of care for people
mm-hmm.
should not be exploited. And I think that is why my drive is pushing this topic forward because it's a cautionary situation that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you are a barista at Starbucks mm-hmm. all the way to, you know, the maid at the Marriott.
Kindness should not be predicated on your job role.
Okay.
So I think
let's take out the job role then.
So kindness should just be the standard.
It should be, Cashel, but the reason why I believe kindness is not the standard is because it has been associated with weakness.
So someone says lack of boundaries, not setting clear boundaries while being kind
mm-hmm.
can lead to others perceiving your kindness as a lack of a backbone.
So will you indulge me just for a moment?
I'm here with you.
My research. Because this, at first I was perturbed because I heard they didn't have an intimacy coordinator.
You
allegedly.
Were. Yes.
Then I was secondary perturbed because when I initially read the headline from the New York Times, my heart went out to Sister Lively. I immediately believed her.
You connected with her.
Period. And I was like, oh my God. And then now all this stuff is coming out and I'm like, oh, y'all, the ones that y'all think are pushovers and mean, you think you can do this to, and this should be a cautionary tale for anybody that's being kind, it doesn't mean that you cannot set boundaries. And the reason why, when you talked about the boundaries, is that the moment she asked to rewrite a scene,
mm-hmm.
as a writer,
mm. that's a no-no.
Tell the story. Can we tell the story?
Sure.
Okay. Is it okay? Because it just recently happened, but maybe we won't. But listen, as a writer, if someone came up to you on set and was like, "Hi, Kashelle, I would like to rewrite this scene."
It doesn't work that way.
What would you say?
I would say,
this is your star actor.
Okay.
This is your star actor. Uh-huh. They are known in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
They have megawatt money behind them.
Mm.
They are pretty much the anchor of your marketing plan,
okay.
to make your film commercially successful.
Mm.
And the first, they see how kind you are, because you're kind.
Mm-hmm.
You are a true collaborator, and you put that out there.
I do.
And then someone is circling in them shark, their water, that shark is circling like, oh, she say she kind, she say she a collaborator.
Mm.
And then she calls you and she says, "Hey, Kashelle, I want to rewrite the football scene."
Mm.
How do you feel about that?
That,
what are you saying?
I'm saying, this is what I'm saying. I'm wise enough to say, to approach it this way now. It hasn't always been this way. So this is why you have to really take notes.
Mm-hmm.
But the first thing I would say, that's interesting.
Mm.
What's your plan for that? Thank you for listening. It Doesn't Work That Way podcast is sponsored by Frame of Reference. The series explores the vulnerable and often hectic lives of a close group knit of friends and provides a truthful evaluation of how fear and past misfortunes can define our present point of view. You can stream season one of Frame of Reference on the Roku channel, Tubi TV, or Prime Video.
Whoa!
I'm learning. 45 years into this, I'm now learning how to ask the right questions.
Oh, let's
slow. That's interesting.
Let's slow.
Why
this
do you
down.
Ask? Why do you ask about?
Oh, say it one more time. I don't mean to interrupt you. I want to slow it down.
Yes,
and I want
ma'am.
You to say it again for every kind person out there who has a problem with confrontation, mm-hmm. or feel like they're going to lose something.
Yes.
If they confront someone that is trying to take advantage of their kindness. Say it again.
That's interesting. Why do you ask? Why is there a need for you to rewrite the script?
Well, I'm glad you asked.
Yes.
Because usually when I come on set, mm-hmm. people don't let me write the script. I just have to like jot down some notes, and then they take my ideas and they use them. And so I really want to have my voice heard in this project.
Well, I appreciate you sharing how your train of thought in regards to the situation. But at this point, we're on set now. If this was a concern, it should have been handled at the top of contract.
Go back. This is at the contracting area.
Okay.
Let's go. Let's go for it.
Oh, so we're at the contracting area, and this is a non-negotiable.
Mm-hmm.
So some things we have to iron out at the beginning.
Well, I'm going to leave.
We can't.
I'm going to leave.
Well, you know what?
Me and my megawatt husband, we're leaving.
And you know, I wish y'all well.
You would let her walk from the set.
Let me tell you what integrity has taught me as being in business for 17 years. It has taught me that it would be better to let her leave than to be caught up in everything that they caught up in now. And we have this warped sense of perception when it comes to handling, you know, certain people you gotta let walk away. It doesn't feel that way in the moment. I had to release somebody, and at the time it didn't feel good. At the time it didn't feel like, you know, when you have to make, usually when it's the hardest thing you gotta do is the right thing. And so some of these things I am surprised by. This was like a $25 million project?
It was $25 million. It was Wayfarer is a new production studio that has a mission. Now, I don't went on a rabbit hole here, okay? Where they have a mission similar to ours, Kashiel.
Yeah.
They want to tell commercially viable good stories.
And I love that.
That have good messaging and that has hope. And they have a philanthropist behind them mm-hmm. who is trying to put his money to use where it's just not in a bank.
That's good.
And you have someone who foundationally believes that there is good that can be done in the world through film, similar to yourself, mm-hmm. Is a director mm-hmm. and an actor mm-hmm. and went out on this mission, worked on this project for 5 years. How long have you been working on Percy Masterson?
About 5 years. It takes about that time.
Unless you just, you know, putting out a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
But 5 years, correct?
Correct. And it's been a journey throughout those 5 years. I had to pause production just to uplift Frame of Reference.
Shout out to Frame of Reference. You can see that on Tubi, Roku, and Prime Video. And we also have an announcement coming up with the next platform it will be released on. But go ahead. That was a side note.
Yes,
it's
I appreciate
it's
that.
A poor frog that won't croak in his own pond.
I love you. And so...
Period. Okay.
That. And so, you know, 5 years. We had to pause production to uplift Frame of Reference. Then we had to pause production again because I had to make a values-driven business decision. And so in it, most people would try to convince us it's not that serious.
Say that again.
In business, most people would try to convince us, oh, you don't really got to uphold your values. Oh, you really don't have to, you know, it's nice that y'all said it, but you don't have to really mean it. And so we live in an environment where you could, I see people all the time, they quote Bible scriptures, they got it in their bios, and then you'll go through their feed and you'll be like, you know, it's so contradictory, and I'm not talking about perfection. So I have to put mm-hmm, this out there. Mm-hmm. I am not referencing perfection. This is not about, this conversation has less to do with perfection and more to do with just upholding your values. Values are just that. They are what you value the most.
If you have a situation.
Yes.
And first, let me go back and stop on one thing. You said I would have made the decision to say bye bye, which you've had to do before.
I've had to do before.
Then to allow it to stay.
To fester.
Because what happened after that was this roller coaster, and I'm not going to touch on the PR portion mm-hmm. or the alleged sexual harassment. Mm-hmm. What I want to talk about is everything that she realized she could get away with mm-hmm. because he was nice.
See, that part.
Including a PGA credit.
So break that piece down. The PGA, the Producers Guild of America credit. She wanted to come in, usurp his project so that she can gain a vanity credit from the PGA.
Allegedly.
So here's the thing. You know, what saddens me about this situation is that it sounds like Sister Lively is moving in everything she's been taught or have seen in the industry.
It's funny you say that because allegedly this is what Ryan Reynolds did, her husband, who everybody thinks the Mint Mobile guy, mm-hmm. everybody thinks he's a nice guy. Mm-hmm. If this had never came to light, mm-hmm. I never knew who Justin Baldoni was because I never watched Jane the Virgin. Mm-hmm. I used to watch Gossip Girl. Okay. But it was my guilty pleasure. But you never know these things behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And being in the industry, knowing things behind the scenes, I know that there are bad people that are in that. They're not bad people. There are people who have done questionable things mm-hmm. from a production standpoint because we were nice.
I would agree. There is a beautiful side to all of us.
Most definitely.
So there is a side of me that is extremely patient. Mm-hmm. There's a side of me that's extremely kind, mm-hmm. gentle. Mm-hmm. Very respectful.
Girl.
So those things don't go without being noticed. And then it saddens me that because I intentionally move in those beautiful characteristics, that you would think for 1 second that I'm weak.
But they do. And here's the thing.
See, we got to change the narrative.
We really do. But let me land this part.
We have to start using different language.
Okay.
And we got to start applauding different actions. We have to stop, you know, promoting and, you know, cheering on bullies.
But if you don't know they're a bully.
You know.
No, you and I know. So when we're on set, I know there are people that I would never ever work with again.
So that
wait 1 second. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But in the outer world, mm-hmm. they look, oh my God, they're so sweet. They're this, they're that. And I use this situation as a cautionary tale is to the world. You don't know, people present a certain way for a reason.
So,
and if you're not really living that life in real life, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? You could be successful at taking somebody's film, at taking them down behind the scenes.
So this one is tricky. This one is tricky because you gotta leave space for people to grow.
You do, Cashel. No, this. Let's not do that.
Okay.
Okay.
So
let's not go into.
All right.
Let's not go into. We're not talking about growth
because people do change. But at the same time, we can stay right here.
We're not talking about growth.
We're not talking about change. What you're talking about is predatory behavior. People that come into situations trying to see what they can get out of it, even if it means taking what you worked for, what you set up, and you're saying that this culture is dangerous and it sets a bad precedent. And I'm also saying that two things is happening at the same time. This is a learned behavior. This culture is being cultivated by someone. So someone is saying this is how it rolls.
I want to say this. Allegedly her husband did the same thing on Deadpool.
Wow.
And it's now coming to light.
What's her husband's name?
Ryan Reynolds. He did the movie that I love with Sandra Bullock
and
Betty White. So, rest in peace, Betty White.
Brother Reynolds and Sister Lively.
Brother Reynolds, Sister Lively.
Is tag teaming as a husband and wife couple.
Problematic.
Being gangsters in Hollywood and taking over people's stories. So let me just paraphrase it. So
headline.
They the Bonnie and Clyde of
a film.
Yeah, a film, and they going in and they, you know, they are taking people's.
But they wouldn't. I don't think they would have did it. And I don't mean to interrupt you. I just want to make sure you hear me.
Yes.
I don't think they would have did it had they seen that he was going to fight back earlier.
That's sad.
And it was his kindness
that they said we're going to take advantage of.
So allegedly her husband has done this before.
Okay.
And so now that this is all out in the open and people are rooting for the little guy, they're rooting for the guy that they're like, hey, this could happen to me. Now that people are rooting for the little guy, he is actually got the internet ablaze where people are doing weekly, daily updates, and they're going back and they finding everything. You know what? Shout out to people because people are so creative.
They can
find a little bit of everything, stuff that happened that we didn't even know about.
Beyond creativity, can I say this? Nothing is hidden.
So to that point, so let me go back here, Cashel. So hold on, because we're gonna roll through.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna do a pause, and then you know we're gonna come back. But before we take this little quick pause,
mm-hmm.
and I give the tail end of this because I gotta wrap it up.
Mm-hmm.
But I need the audience to know some things, okay? Mm-hmm. But before I do that, this pause. What I'm really trying to say here, Cashel,
mm-hmm.
is that you can be kind.
Yes.
And assertive.
Absolutely. So let me read this. True strength lies in compassion. Being kind and compassionate can be a sign of great strength,
mm-hmm.
as it demonstrates the ability to empathize and understand others.
Mm-hmm. And when you talk about the Hollywood machine, like you said, she's grown up in this, and
this
she is what they call a Nepo baby.
So she's just doing what she's been exposed to.
You know what her sister was in?
You told me she was in Teen Witch. Her sister was the redhead.
Mm-hmm. Not the one that was rapping, but the redhead,
that's
the lead.
Interesting. Very Does she still so. Act?
She was in the movie that's at the subject of the...
Her sister was in the movie?
Child.
What was her role?
Girl, can we pause there just for a second?
Yes.
And yeah, so... Her sister was in the movie. I'm just keep going. We're gonna keep going, y'all. This is gonna be an extended episode, but her sister was in the movie, mm-hmm. and I do not have a problem with nepotism.
Okay.
I'm saying that because if my child come out and want to be in a film, you know, I'm gonna give them a chance to explore. Like, okay, let's take this little Michael and see what you got. Come mm-hmm. on, little Naomi, and let's do what you got. So I don't have a problem with nepotism. What I do have a problem with, and the reason why this is such a passion mm-hmm. For me, is because I am a filmmaker, and one of my goals is to get a PGA designation over my lifetime in film.
Oh, wow.
And the part that just sent me through the roof was I read, and all of this is stemmed in, he was just too, I don't want to say too kind, but all of this was stemmed in, they took his kindness for weakness.
I got you.
Okay. And so Wayfarer Studios was given a demand from Sony, who was the distributor, that said, you have to write Blake a letter of recommendation to the PGA. So the reason why she wanted to take over wardrobe, music, those are the check boxes for the PGA designation, right? And so essentially that's what she did. She even got in the editor's bay. And if you're a part of the DGA, which is that one of your goals?
Definitely.
So to be a part of the DGA, and y'all need her. Y'all need Kashelle Zachary.
Thank you for that. Cry. Thank you.
But to be a part of the DGA, you get to edit your own film protected.
Wow.
But she went into the editing room. All because, I believe, this is my summation, she took his kindness for weakness. And the reason why I want to have this cautionary tale, no matter who you are in the world, there are just good, genuinely good people. If you drop a piece of paper, there's someone who will say, oh, you dropped that piece of paper.
Let me pick it up.
Mm-hmm. You hear about people who say, you know what? They helped somebody and then somebody sued them after they helped save their life.
Right.
You're like, what? Like, so I should let you die. You know?
I think the underlining message that I do not want to leave here, so I can give some through line and thought to what most likely motivates people, is desperation. So whatever the Wayfair side team, whatever they were desperately wanting to succeed or achieve with this film, they went with a Blake Lively. Whatever Blake Lively desperately wanted to achieve about being a part of this film, she's trying to basically steal a PGA credit. I think what needs to be recognized is that the awareness that needs to be in place when you're collaborating with some people on that level. And I wish we would take vanity out of it. I wish we would take vanity out of it from the casting perspective, you know.
Well, she, to her credit, Sister Lively, a.k.a. Serena Vanderwoodson, I believe it was her star power that put the seats in the box office.
Whatever that is.
I mean, they opened weekend was $50 million in this day and age.
I roll at that because...
Allegedly.
Lord, thank you for making me different. I'm different. I'm a different creative. And I wish we would take vanity out of a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. Somebody else could have played their part, knocked it out the ballpark, and would have handled that situation completely different. And we cultivate, let me land this plane,
mm-hmm.
We cultivate vanity at a disturbing level. Mm-hmm. We give it way too much. We give it way. We prioritize it way too much. Mm-hmm. We give it way too much access. Mm-hmm. We give it way too much accolades. It just doesn't. Vanity doesn't deserve everything that we give it. I can't. It's just one of my pet peeves. Then you got somebody that is working their craft, working their skill, working their, you know, networking and putting themselves out there, that is just majorly talented and would have taken an opportunity like that on that, a $25 million project. They would have taken that opportunity and they wouldn't have gave half the hell. It sounds like Sister Lively and her best friends was, you know, was on the set, you know, being little gangster boos, giving this film. Whoa. And so sometimes I think, please let me land this, mm-hmm. when people have an overwhelming access to being propped up, mm-hmm. to being coddled, mm-hmm. to being, you know, favored for absolutely the most vainest reasons, mm-hmm. it creates a culture where I'm gonna go in and I'm gonna take this man's film. And then if Brother Baldoni was being honest with us, if we could ever talk to you, Mr. Baldoni,
you're welcome on this show,
because I would like to ask him, why her?
You know, that's such a loaded question, but
and then most
one.
Like, she has a large following. It's all the things that don't really add to character.
So true character goes beyond external achievements.
All day. I'd rather
and
work.
Kindness is key. Kindness is a key aspect of a person's overall character.
I agree.
And just because they look good to the Western eye,
mm-hmm.
to what Western America has, the Western world has said is pretty or acceptable or palatable,
mm-hmm.
just because they're talented, just because they have X amount of zeros in their bank account.
What does it mean? But can you buy happiness?
No, because they, essentially to me, them two, from what's been shown, are just miserable people. Mm-hmm. Like, and no one would have known. I would not have known that she got married on a plantation to Ryan Reynolds.
That's different.
A plantation where they had their reception and there were the still original slave quarters.
What a weird
that she also had a clothing line.
Mm-hmm.
Called Antebellum.
Well, tell us how you really feel.
Problematic.
Yeah.
Serena Vanderwoodson. And shout out to her PR people, because they kept that real low. And my life is not about looking up what she's doing. The only reason why this came across my page as a hot topic, as a an important thing to do, is because I am kind.
Mm-hmm.
And then people will take that kindness for weakness, and they'll think we have no strength, and then they'll start to do little underhanded things, and then you have to be like, no, you got this messed up.
Any keys?
I have so many, Kashelle.
Just give me two. Give me a few.
My first key to people is to be slow to giving people the designation of, oh, she's so kind, she's so sweet. Because now I'm going to go back and say, have you worked with them for a season?
Mm-hmm.
Winter, summer, spring, fall?
Yeah, have you seen
them? Have you seen them at their best?
Have you contacted their references? What could the people that's worked with Sister Lively come back and tell
she
you?
She said,
you know, that this
references.
References. Is this, oh, be careful of Lively, because when her and her husband come on, they like to take over. But, so some of these things is just about being thorough.
And this is my last thing.
Yes.
To all of the people who followed her
initially up front,
they're still following her.
And hey, that's free will.
I'm talking about the people that was on the set that know who Justin is.
Mm.
Those people who now have roles in other films that she's in and then got picked up in the agency that represents her mm-hmm. and Ryan. It is very clear that you towed the line on wrong, in my personal opinion, for you to gain. And in the end, you will lose.
I would agree.
Because nothing goes unpunished, period. So my two keys are take time mm-hmm. to know who people are. Let's make patience hot. And again, and where we are not just giving everybody the designation of they are so, oh my God. Too soon. So
basically you're saying take your time to learn people.
Take your time to learn people. And in addition to that, to everybody in this world, because people are kind, mm-hmm. sometimes that kindness is set in manipulation and you have to be careful of that.
Yeah.
And then sometimes that kindness is truly what it is set out to be. And do not take them for weak. Okay, do not take those people for weak, because it is too easy to be a butthole.
And on that note,
thank y'all for listening to me. And if you heard my passion, it's because it's not right, Cashel.
I hear you, friend.
It's not right, but it's okay. I'm gonna make it anyway.
Baby, you bring up Whitney.
Okay, shout out to Whitney.
We miss you, Sister Houston. I miss you. Your presence is missed in this earth. But your gift is forever with us. And so I'm a huge Whitney Houston
fan.
Yes,
you are. So, but it's not right, but it's okay.
Yes.
I want to thank you all for listening to
It Doesn't Work That Way.
And be sure to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you get your podcast. We thank you so very much for listening.
Yes.
Please drop us an email. Please. Tell us what you thought.
Yeah.
Especially drop me an email if you got some thoughts on kindness. And maybe give me some examples of how your kindness has been taken for weakness. I would love to hear that. Go to watchproductions.com/podcast. Click on our photo and send me an email. And I thank you so very much. Thank you, Spider.
Spider, I appreciate you, sir.
Bye, guys.
Bye.